American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us. A lot going on over here. Taking your calls for the next segment. So give us a call, 877-789-2539. That is 877-789-2539. If you got something you want to talk about regarding the topics we've discussed thus far, we're taking your calls, of course, in the next hour. All right. And we're also be joined by the redheaded libertarian as well. Josie will be joining the show, too, because she's got a lot to talk about as well. So we look forward to that in the final hour of the show. But a lot happening. We're excited that you're all with us. Did you guys see this Rolling Stone tweet? I'm going to bring this up for you guys because it's kind of crazy. If the Rolling Stone, instead of, you know, everyone just being like, wow, this is great that Nicki Minaj is speaking out against Christians being slaughtered in Nigeria, the Rolling Stone has a different take to it, and they decided to push this one out. Nicki Minaj spreads misleading information at the United Nations. Poor Nicki Minaj. She just wanted to save Christian lives, and now she's about to get bashed by these hacks, these absolute hacks who are just disgusting human beings. Nicki Minaj going out there, and of course, their lead on this is her thanking President Trump for bringing attention to the issue. And they're not happy about that. So they're attacking her for her 4-minute speech that she gave to protect Christians in Nigeria. Now, they're not happy, of course. Everyone knows that the Rolling Stone is not an authentic source these days. But they're just keeping going after her just for saying things like that this is an extremist threat, that this is something that is really going after these people. That, find the exact quote that they give you. They're trying to say that it's not an actual real threat in regards to Christians who have been, quote, persecuted and murdered by radical Islamists. That's what President Trump has been tweeting out. And they're saying that none of this is real. And then, of course, if you're trying to spin something, you would quote Al Jazeera, the outlet that's obviously paid for and being pushed by the Islamic terrorists themselves. These massive, massive, I mean, just insane. I remember reading a bunch of stories about how this outlet was like literally funded by very questionable characters. And of course, they're using that and citing this as their source in this Rolling Stone article. Poor Nicki Minaj. All she wanted to do was go out there and protect Christians and save them. And as a result, they are trying their best to debunk what she said. She actually didn't even say anything controversial. She just said, I would like to thank the president for prioritizing this issue and for his leadership on a global stage and calling for the urgent action to defend Christians in Nigeria. That's controversial these days, actually. You can't defend Christians without being attacked. Also, isn't it strange how Nicki Minaj has been more vocal on this issue than most even pastors? Yeah, it really, really is. Nicki Minaj being one of the front runners in all of this. And it's good that she's bringing attention to the issue because, again, there's a lot of disinformation out there and it comes from those who are looking to continue this genocide. And those in the media, I mean, they'll just slap down anything, go after anything the president does, of course. Speaking of that, too, there was a federal judge that just recently intervened and prevented the president of the United States from repainting and power washing. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. The Eisenhower Executive Office building. Now, this happened. According to the D.C. Preservation League, they were the ones who brought on this suit, it looks like, and other preservation groups as well. They pushed back and didn't want President Trump to power wash the building. I mean, it's so crazy. They'll just push back on anything. And obviously, the federal judge then ruling in their favor for now. Obviously, that's not going to be upheld. That's going to be a long legal battle. But just figured we'd keep telling you about these rogue federal judges who always seem to pop up and to do this nonsense. Again, no surprise at all. No surprise at all. So we'll be taking your calls. If you haven't done so already, give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. There's a story that we talked about on this show. We want to hear from you, so give us a call. And I'll also be playing this great soundbite for my good friend, Congressman Tim Barchett, because he's been doing a great job at attacking those and insider trading. And it's so insane, but members of Congress are still trying to do their very best to trade. And he's the only one who's like, one of the very few, I should say, who's going out there and saying, no, we shouldn't be able to do this. So more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We've got more to discuss.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back to the American Journal. You are looking at Dick Cheney's funeral services right now. As you can see, Joe Biden shuffling in, as well as Kamala Harris, as well as George W. Bush also present. I believe that is Mitch McConnell as well there with his wife. So a lot of people there. I don't believe President Trump will be present. It's not on his schedule for today. But we figured we'd give you a quick look as to who is front and center at Dick Cheney's funeral services, which are expected to begin in just a few moments. So again, looks like a full roster. Oh, Mike Pence. Of everyone we don't like. Folks, I wanted to shift your attention over to Congressman Tim Burchett, because he's one of the very, very few who give it to you straight. And so we love to talk about him and to have him on this program, of course. But I want to play you clip 12 because he's going after insider trading again, and he's not done talking about it. He's had enough and he wants it done. He wants it banned. He doesn't want you guys in Congress to be able to stock trade. Take a listen to clip 12 and how he sounds off on the issue, because it's quite the good laugh you'll get.
Committee for taking this up, because I realize what we're up against. I mean, this is, you know, everybody talks about this place being a dadgum swamp. It's not a swamp. A swamp is something cool God created. It filters water. Animal life lives and flourishes around it. This is a sewer. This is created by man, and it needs to stop. We've, for years, Congress has been using hardworking American taxpayers' money to get rich. Dadgum, it's got to stop. America knows what the heck's going on. Everybody wants to knock Pelosi. Heck, she's not even in the top 10. Get on that unusual whale site. This is pathetic, folks. We all know what's going on. Congress knows what the hell's going on, and it needs to stop. This body has been enriching itself on the taxpayers' dime for too dadgum long, and it's got to stop. This place is crooked and is as crooked as a dog's leg. That's an old East Tennessee saying, but it's the truth, and it needs to stop.
It needs to stop, and it's good that he's speaking out on this issue, of course, because this is an issue that we have been advocating for quite some time, and there's a very limited group of people who are also backing just that. Folks, we're going to be taking your calls in just about 2 minutes, so give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539 for the next, I'll say, 18 minutes. We'll be taking your calls, of course. So give us a call if there's something you want us to discuss. Okay, so I want to turn to this story. So this is really interesting. This story, this is corny, but I came up with this morning, is out of this world. A woman has pled guilty to falsely claiming her astronaut ex committed crime in outer space. A woman has pled guilty to falsely reporting that her spouse, or falsely accusing her ex-wife, committed a crime while deployed in the International Space Station. Summer Wooden, 50 years old, told law enforcement in July of 2019 that her former spouse had illegally accessed her bank account earlier that year while she was in space. That's according to the DOJ. Well, her wife, previously identified as Anne McLean, was obviously out there back in 2018, 2019 when these allegations first came about. And an investigation found that Wooden had opened the bank account in April of 2018 and that both of them had access until about January 2019. Well, she's now pled guilty. The investigation also found that Warder regularly gave McLean access to her bank account. And so this was not true. So again, she's denied these allegations on social media and said this wasn't true. And now got caught. So has pled guilty to these crimes. She's now facing 5 years, at least 5 years in prison, and a maximum of about $250,000 in penalties. I just thought that was so interesting. Probably the outer space angle to all of this. All right, let's start taking your calls, folks. If you haven't given us a call, make sure you do. We'll be taking your calls for about 18 minutes now. So give us a call, 877-789-2539. Let's go to Dave in Louisiana right now with our first caller of the show. Dave, what's on your mind? David. Ah, we're still screening. Okay. So we'll have David on in just a second, folks. Let's keep talking, though, about the other stories. And just a little bit, too, as well, we have the redheaded libertarian on the show. We're going to be discussing a couple of other things. We're going to be discussing this story that's it's a little graphic, I guess, the photos itself. But ultimately, there is a former New Jersey GOP aide who is being accused of allegedly paying a fetish artist to mutilate her body. Yeah, that's true. This is what they're alleging, of course. These are the claims that are making. It's quite a disturbing one. But apparently, she's claiming that this individual wrote Trump whore on her stomach. Federal prosecutors said that this was a stage political stunt and nothing more. That's what's happening right now. Natalie Green is her name, and she's facing these allegations right now out of the District of New Jersey. Apparently, these are the images that we're seeing of these hospital photos that were taken. Apparently, she paid, this is what they're accusing her of, she paid a body modification artist $500 to deliberately carve these gruesome wounds into her face, neck, and shoulders. I think this highlights, if true, this highlights that there's a serious mental health issue in this country, especially with young women these days, because this is just insane. 2 days after the alleged phony assault, according to the DOJ, Green drove to Pennsylvania and paid this individual that she found on Instagram $500 to deliberately carve all of this in. It's just gross. So apparently they're outlining that this was paid for $500. And apparently it was just, they found her in ties too, which is so strange. So strange. Again, we're going to talk about this in just a few moments with the redheaded libertarian in just a moment. But again, there seems to be a lot of issues here in all of this. And so it's just deeply concerning, deeply, deeply concerning. According to the report, too, she joined the congressman's office, which I believe is Van. Let me just make sure before I said the name, finding in the article. She was a congressional aide for quite some time. I'm looking for that name. I'm sorry, folks. Van Drew over New Jersey. It's just so strange. She was arraigned yesterday in federal court and was released on a $200,000 unsecured bond. She could face potentially about a decade in prison if convicted. So we'll talk about that story more in depth. I don't know what's going on with this world today. I truly, truly do not know what's going on in this world today. All right, folks, we're going to keep taking your calls, so give us a call, 877-789-2539. Let's turn to the first one up. I believe we have Wild from Wisconsin available.
Obviously, I've seen documents. I think it's good that...
Hi, Wild. How are you? You're on with us now. How's everything going? We're excited to have you back on the show.
Oh, can you hear me, Brianna?
I can. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. Sorry. So I had two things I wanted to talk to you about. The first one, I was wondering... your opinion, I know it's kind of nerdy, but like, you remember that asteroid 3IA Atlas?
No.
That just flew by?
It's a what?
Still flying by. It's like this big asteroid that's from another galaxy flying through. It's all viral on Twitter. We haven't gotten one good video or picture of it, even though we have the Hubble and the James Webb telescope and AI and all these sensors and stuff. You can pick up like someone's license plate from space, but you can't get a clear picture of this thing. But I thought it was weird that immediately after it flew behind the sun opposite of the Earth, so it was like the asteroid was on one side, then the sun, and then directly opposite was the Earth, we get all these crazy solar flares and aurora borealis is, or aurora borealis. And why it matters, you know, it's not just like funny lights in the sky, but like cosmic radiation that then gets flung into the Earth and onto us is one of the only things that changes DNA. You know, obviously there's other things like, you know, the COVID vaccine and military weapons that change your DNA, but cosmic radiation can like permanently change people's DNA. And like, I've noticed that people have been acting weird more than usual, not only after COVID, but like when the sun picks up or during full moons, people act strange. So I definitely think that was really weird. All those Aurora Borealis we had. I don't know the plural for it, but did you see that?
I didn't. You just gave me a project, though. That means I'm going to have to do this afterwards and read into this because I did not know this. I mean, people have been acting strange. I figured it was just the water.
Women are more, I think, in tune with all that, you know, personally is my opinion with that type of energies and stuff. And then the second thing I wanted to bring up is with the Epstein documents released and Trump allowing it to be released, it's like a signifier of, like, I think we're going to find out, you know, like, indeed, Alex Jones was right, and, like, Pizzagate is real. You know, obviously, they're doing these child sex slave rings and stuff, and they're not only doing that, I think they're doing organ harvesting and cannibalism and snuff films and human safaris and all that horrible stuff. So it kind of makes sense to me that Trump would, like, not want to poke that bear or not want to, like, mess with that some crazy, insane death cult because, like, I'm sure they have assassins and henchmen. So it's kind of masterful that Trump has been able to like release this, sign off on it, but it's like, hey, my hands are clean of it. I'm not trying to get involved. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You know, it does. I mean, we know the organ harvesting stuff is real. I know that for a fact. I mean, we covered a couple of stories on this show too. I think also too, there was a human, I didn't want to read it because it was so depressing, but there was that human, there's a story about back in the 90s when they were doing the human safari. I think it was in Europe, if I'm not mistaken. I think I saw that headline.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we're gonna learn more and more that it's a lot of these things sadly are still occurring. I mean, we talked about that woman in who they just retrieved in Mexico, who is doing organ harvesting and you know, going after pregnant women and doing it to them and then taking their babies. And so, yeah, there's a lot to it. We're learning more. Everything that was a conspiracy is real. Just I automatically assume. Here you go. This is the story I was referring to. The Milan investigators, the 1990 trips where terrorists were allegedly paid to kill civilians. It's insane. I don't know if I can handle all these dark stories, though. You know, like you want to get to the truth and you're just like, how do people like do these things? The level of evil is just completely off the charts. Wild, it's always good to hear from you. So I want to thank you for joining us. Of course, it's good to hear from you. I want to turn to James in Texas. James, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, Brianna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing amazing. So, so I just wanted to let people know that there's a number for American Congress you can call. It's 1-202-224-3121. And every person that calls, unless their voice is heard, they assume that 20,000 people roughly that have that same opinion. And if we really want stuff to get changed, we need to get them to repeal some of the laws that were written, like the Act of...
James, what's that number specifically for? What office is that for? Just so I know.
For American Congress.
So the whole congressional office. Okay.
It's a congressional office. It'll take you to the Senate or Congress.
Got it.
So it's a secretary. And it's 212-224-3121. And you'll be surprised at how effective it is. Mm-hmm. And if we can get the people who are concerned about us saving our constitutional republic to make their voices heard and not just sit around on their thumbs and think that other people are going to do this stuff for them. You know, we have to let the swamp know, or let the sewer know that, you know, we're going to come in and if they don't get themselves straight, we're going to come in and do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Not as a threat, but, you know, we have that ability. It's in the Constitution. And I find it very disheartening how many people are walking around like zombies, don't have a clue what kind of evil they're up against. And the reason why they're attacking Christians and putting all that stuff down is because that's the one religion that they always go against because it has their number. And this also for we need to take away that law that gives these foreign WEF and all those other bodies immunity. Because if we can get those laws off the books, then we can actually start going after make the government go after them.
Yeah, no, I'm all on board. You've sold me. I mean, everyone should call. I think we have to sound off on these issues. They need to know that people are interested in what's going on in Congress and are demanding more from Congress, especially because we're, you know, about to be around midterms. And so this is the time. James, thanks for calling, giving our audience that number and reminding them that their voice actually does matter and it actually does lead to change when you do call and you do have these productive conversations, because we greatly appreciate that, of course. I think that's really, really, really important. Let's turn to Chase in Houston. Chase, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brianna. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Though this is kind of just like a tip that I thought of because of this story about the GOP aide who paid someone to mutilate her.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. There's another thing, and again, this is allegedly. It's just something that I see sometimes, like leftists will, every so often, I will see this on Twitter, that Jack Posobiec once showed up to a leftist protest carrying a Rape Melania sign in, like, an attempt to, like, you know, like, make leftists look bad. And some text messages also had leaked where he was, like, coordinating with someone. Now, I don't know if these are true or, like, they're real text messages, but there's a text message thread, supposed, of Jack Posobiec planning his little stunt, some stunt where he shows up and carries around a Rape Melania sign and they chant all this anti-Trump stuff, trying to make leftists repeat what they're saying and trying to make them look bad or whatever. And it just kind of reminded me of that story when I saw this story about the girl, it reminded me of that. And I wanted to just put that out there for you guys to look into it, you know, and see if that's like real or whatever. Cause I know sometimes Jack is on your show and stuff. And if he's,
I haven't seen any of the photos, to be honest with you, of Jack Posobiec doing that. Let's see. We're looking it up, but we're trying to pull it up as quickly as we can right now. I haven't seen, it says a protester.
The pictures that they share around are of a protest, and you'll see a protester carrying a Rape Melania sign. And they allege that that is Jack Posobiec.
Who made that allegation? I'm trying to look for it, Mr. Let me see.
If you type in on Twitter, if you just type in, like, Jack Posobiec, Rape Melania, you'll find various different people that have posted about it. It's just something that I see, like, people posting in comment threads and stuff. And I've never seen anybody talk about it, like, or acknowledge, like, say, is this real? Is this not real? Is it, like, what is this? Did that happen?
Yeah, I got to ask Posobiec. I mean, I haven't had him on the show. I think he's on air at the same time as us. But yeah, I could ask him because I've never seen it. So I was like, wait, what is this? And they're quickly looking online to see if they could find it. I'll ask him because I don't mind asking him. He's been a good friend, and so we could definitely ask him about that. Yeah, I had no idea. Thank you for bringing that to my attention because I didn't know that. Chase, thank you so much. Let's turn to Charles in Georgia. Charles, welcome to the show. We appreciate you calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Brianna. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Hey, overall, in listening to Alex, I'm up in years a little bit, retired now. I've listened to him for 25 years, and for the great amount of knowledge he's put out, you know, you could have 5 or 6 master's degrees in a number of subjects after having learned. But I'll say one thing. Overall, when you look at how the world of societies are structured, be it in free countries or communist countries, the leaderships and the corporate structures seem to be the top of the pyramid under which the masses support. And the masses are already always getting the raw end of the deal, primarily in my mind, because of a lack of education or information on how the system is set up to work against them. So we supply the workforce, the energy, our labor, our finances, but it rarely comes back to help us in our lives. That's number one thing I'll say. I got two more quick things. Unfortunately, maybe one thing. Unfortunately, in the 85 to 86 when I was at a university in Ohio. I won't call it out. Prominent university. In an arts class, of which I took to get an arts degree, I'm a photographer, website designer, graphic artist now, a liberal professor showed us in the course of our training a snuff film. And to this day, the image has haunted me because whenever I think about it, knowing what I know about how films are made, it was a real film, unfortunately, showing a showing a young child, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, tied to a bed and different things done hurtfully to her body. And then at the end of it, she was executed. Now, you know, again, having studied film and history all my life, I understand that there's nothing that a human being will not do. The sad thing is, though, there was an industry back, it probably still is, but it was out so much in those days, in the 85s, that even a college professor was willing to show that to his students. So many of us saw that film. And so this has been going on forever. Until people get educated on how foul evil could be. Oh, and the last thing in 10 seconds. It's not about left, right, Democrats or Republicans. The main thing in life about it is a process or motive towards the good or for the evil or for the good. So if we just break things down in those two parts, is what you're doing an asset to my life, to my health, to my well-being, or is it not? And if we debated that in the halls of Congress or in our council meetings in our cities, that would be the easiest way to get to the to see whether all these efforts and words and legislation and vibrations are doing anything to help us. But we do not deal with the word and the concept of good and evil. Until we do that, we're being downgraded to this ping pong of, oh, is it black and white or is it That's the issue. We've been sidetracked. And language and definitions is so strategically important.
Yeah.
You know that concept of the four blind men holding an elephant? And they see different things. They sense, perceive different things. But we have to come back to a society where the population is not dumbed down. And one of the things we need to do is insist on defining our terms and words so that we both agree that we're talking about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And only at that time can we then say, no, I don't want that, or I do want that. So I could go on and on. I'll write a book eventually.
Well, we got a hard commercial break coming up right now, so you know it's going to cut you off. But Charles, I want to thank you for calling into the show today, and thank you for being a listener, obviously, of Alex's. You know, child trafficking is something that we are passionate about over here, and creating more awareness on these issues is very, very critical. Exposing the evil around the world is what we look forward to doing every day, because folks are just too afraid to do just that, but we are. And so thank you, Charles, for calling in. Folks, thank you for everyone who called in. Sorry we only have 20 minutes today to take calls. We usually try to go a little longer. Possibly we'll take calls tomorrow on tomorrow's show, so we look forward to that. In the meantime, though, I'll be joined in just a few moments by the redheaded libertarian. She's got a lot to sound off on, so we look forward to that. In the meantime, though, make sure you download the app. Head on over, alexjonesapp.com, and make sure you stay in touch with us by downloading it today. Got a lot more stuff in the moment.
The incredibly positive health effects of methylene blue are well documented. RFK Jr. has promoted it. He takes it daily. But I got to tell you, I had taken it 7 years ago when my medical doctor recommended it. He said, just get a USP brand that means medical grade. I bought it on Amazon. Had almost no effect. But when our sponsor, Bigly, at thealchemyststore.com, came out with theirs 8 months ago, made in Florida by a literal laboratory, it blew me away and changed my life. The clarity, the focus, the energy with no letdown has been insane. And in the last 8 months, you've seen everybody from Roseanne Barr to you name it, take the product and just have absolutely insane clarity and energy effects generally in about 30 minutes. That's incredible. But everybody that I know that's taken it, that I've checked back with, has long-term effects in the first few weeks and months that just build up. Better workouts, better clarity, better sleep, better focus. It's simply insane. Experience what Patrick Byrne experienced. Experience what Stuart Rhodes experienced. experience what all these other individuals experienced when they took this incredible product in capsules and the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you experience it, tell your friends and family about it and tell them about the broadcast so they don't just get this great product and the great effects, they also find the truth. This is a 360 win for everyone.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Feels pretty good.
That is what it feels like. My brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
Yeah!
You better start drinking that methylene blue, son.
But it's not just our in-studio guests that have taken it and been blown away, all of them. It's the callers. It's the listeners. It's a mailman from Rhode Island. Here's just a small sampling of the testimonials of our callers and listeners when they took ultramethylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew, and everybody has really noticed the effect.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it.
This is the best product guys have ever had.
I feel like I'm 25.
Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
We only sell supplements that are documented to absolutely blow people away because we want you to have a great effect so you come back and get it again and again, and it's so good for you. So experience what our guests, our families, our friends have experienced themselves by getting ultramethylene blue in capsules and in tincture discounted right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action, defend the Republic, defend the First Amendment, defend the InfoWar, and empower your body, empower your health, and empower your life. We are live, still on air. Despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We are in the final lap of the Thursday edition of the show. We're excited that you're all joining us. And with our next guest, she's got a lot that she's ready to sound off on. The redheaded libertarian will join us in just a moment. I wanted to play this clip for you guys because Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is a fighter. She's been a MAGA fighter for years now. And it was kind of upsetting to see the president go out there on Truth Social and go after her, because we all know that, yes, we could have some type of disagreements, but she's been on the right side of a lot. And she's been an advocate for the president for far, we'll just say for a very long time. I feel like it's been over 6 years is how she was outlining it. But this soundbite that we're going to play for you, soundbite, it's going to be clip 16. It's a little upsetting to hear because all she was trying to do was advocate for the Epstein victims. And although those on the left were trying to make this a political issue, she just wanted to have justice for those who were sexually assaulted by Jeffrey Epstein and those elitists who were also there on the island as well. Listen to clip 16 because she has a message for the president.
I was called a traitor by a man that I fought for 6 years for. And I gave him my loyalty for free. I won my first election without his endorsement, beating 8 men in a primary. And I've never owed him anything, but I fought for him for the policies and for America first. And he called me a traitor for standing with these women and refusing to take my name off the discharge petition. Let me tell you what a traitor is. A traitor is an American that serves foreign countries and themselves. A patriot is an American that serves the United States of America and Americans like the women standing behind me.
Joining us now to discuss is Josie, the redheaded libertarian. She is one of the incredible hosts over at TimCast. And you can also support her work over at castbrew.com as well. It's an honor to have her on the show. Josie, I have to say, these last few days for me have been kind of sad to sit back and watch. We've watched the attacks on both MTG, who is a fighter for the MAGA movement. She's been doing that for quite some time now and has taken a lot of personal attacks as well as professional attacks. And then Congressman Thomas Massie, also someone being attacked. And they side with us on the vast majority of issues. But for some reason, people were so quick to turn on them. I just wanted to kind of get your reaction to that soundbite of her calling out those who have turned against her and have called her a traitor.
I think what that made me think of was Lindsey Graham. She was describing Lindsey Graham. And we've seen that while President Trump was attacking her and attacking Massie, he was golfing with Lindsey Graham. And Lindsey Graham, he betrayed Trump. He went on to the House floor after January 6th and he said, "I'm out." He's gone on Table News and he's made comments aligning with the woke people regarding the Muslim ban and that sort of thing. And then in June, he flew to Ukraine and commit Logan acts against President Trump. And he did that with Blumenthal. So, you know, yeah, you've pulled up the Liberty score. So Marjorie Taylor Greene has an A Liberty score. Thomas Massie has an A Liberty score. And this is by the Conservative Review, I think. And Lindsey Graham's got an F. So why are we aligning ourselves with the neocons when, you know, we've seen this war happening with the neocons and the Groypers, right? When it came to the alliance of what made America elect President Trump, it was MAHA, it was the libertarians, it was disaffected liberals. It wasn't the neocons who were largely never Trump and the Groypers who, I think, didn't Nick Fuentes come out and endorse Kamala? So we're seeing these two factions fight over the soul of MAGA or America First or President Trump's party, who didn't do the work to get him elected. They're just trying to claim it now. So I think that's what's really interesting. And everybody's kind of turning on MTG and turning on Massie and ready to primary them based on these disagreements with President Trump.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was paying attention to President Trump's response on all of this. And I think that's like the key point. I think a lot of people have been going after MTG based on the president, what he was tweeting out over the weekend. I mean, he called her a traitor. He was throwing out a lot of mean, nasty names at this woman. And it's really hard to wrap your mind around why he would all of a sudden turn on her so quickly. When we sit there and we watch, though, when we watch what's going on at the White House right now, we see that there's a lot of people that we don't side with. The MAHA move is specifically when you see the CEO of Pfizer being brought in. He was just there this weekend. You're scratching your head wondering, well, what the heck is going on? The people that voted for you didn't vote for that because nobody sided with that. I mean, nobody did. Seeing all these executives, these big CEOs, the Google CEO also making his way in. You know, YouTube did their very best to go after anyone who spoke truth to power in regards to the pandemic. And yet here he is shuffling these guys into the White House. Do you think the president's opinion has somehow shifted? Because, I mean, he's taking dinner and he's having dinner with, you know, people like Bill Gates as well, as you see in the videos. Mark Zuckerberg, the Zuckerbucks. I mean, we didn't forget about any of this. Why all of a sudden has he shifted?
I feel as though he would like to please the people who used to hate him. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds kind of strange, but that's just the vibe that I get. Like, he likes to win over the hearts of the people who used to hate him. So has his opinion changed? I think he has new donors that he has to please. I don't see the 2016 President Trump when it comes to war whatsoever. And they're saying, you know, oh, he's ended 10 wars. And that's great. These 10 wars don't have anything to do with us. We're still funding Ukraine. I think the $1.2 billion in the big, beautiful bill went to Ukraine. We're still giving $4 billion a year to Israel, still endorsing these wars. The ceasefire, I think, 3 hours ago, there was a bomb drops in Palestine. So ceasefire's not really doing much. So yes, he's ending wars. That's great. I'm a non-interventionist. The fewer wars, the better. I'm glad we don't have anything to do with those wars, but I'd like to see the wars ended that he ran on he ran on ending wars. He came to our Libertarian Convention and he said he's going to be a non-interventionist president. And I mean, we're preparing to go to war with Venezuela right now. Yeah. So I think that he has different donors to please. And we see some of them working to primary Thomas Massie. Is it Adelson working to primary Thomas Massie with the $20 billion or something up against him, or $1 million, sorry, up against him. So I think that he's working to just please people that he didn't have to please in 2016. And I don't know why there's this shift. I heard that he wasn't really allowed to go on X and to read the room. So I'm wondering if his advisors are just poorly advising him on how people actually feel about Israel, how people actually feel about Thomas.
Yeah, no, I mean, Thomas Massie is one of the very few who I think it's just he follows his morals, his moral compass, and he's not for sale. And there's a very few amount of congressional members who I think who do just that, Republican congressional members. And they've been the ones who have been pushing for all of this. So it's really upsetting to see. And I think you're definitely right. I don't know if he understands what the average American feels on these issues, because when I'm watching the comments, too, I can't imagine the validation in his mind to go after MTD. Go after Thomas Massie all the time. It just doesn't make much in the way of sense to me. And it's also extremely divisive. You know, he had one of the most powerful movements where everyone, especially right after winning the election, where everyone felt very united and we were going to go out there, we were going to take back our country and put our country on the correct path. And it's somehow, I felt very blackpilled over these last few weeks watching what's been going on, even just bringing in the Al-Qaeda terrorists into the Oval Office and pretending like that was okay. There was not a single person that I saw on Twitter who was trying to validate why that was okay. And so I really just don't even know why that was happening. But I could tell you when I was looking at cable news, I didn't see anyone being critical of it. And so that made me think, well, maybe he is that shelter where all he's watching is cable news. And so all the media outlets knew not to even cover it in a negative angle so that he wouldn't know how the American people felt about it. Because I just can't imagine how else this would all take place. Both the left, the warmongers, I mean, no one even spoke out on the issue. And so it was deeply, deeply concerning. And, you know, we just want to see this movement continue on this country where America is a top priority in the White House, and advancing us as a country is a top priority. But right now, it's not feeling that way. I wanted to shift gears over a little bit, too, because Nancy Pelosi has been rambling. Obviously, she's not seeking re-election. We're thankful for that. But she's been rambling about the first female presidents and how upset she was that we didn't make that happen under Clinton or with Kamala Harris. I want you to take a listen to this clip so you get a good chuckle on the other end of it. But it's clip 17. Let's play that.
Set out to be Speaker.
Really? You thought there would be a woman president before Speaker of the House? That's why?
Because I thought the American people were much more ready for a woman president. Just the thought of it, it's so exciting. And the message it sends to the world, faster than there would be a woman speaker. It has this place, shall we say.
Okay, so I hate the female card when they pull this, but the fact that she's out here trying to outline how she's upset that there was a speaker before there was a president, I mean, does any of this really matter to voters? Are we really just going to vote blindly just because we like someone's gender and that's it?
Half the country will vote blindly because they like someone's gender, but they'll think their husbands are voting for the woman president, too. Their husbands are not. No, America's not ready for that. There are very specific gender roles that our country still embraces. And having a woman president, we're not ready for that. When it comes to Speaker of the House, when it comes to press secretary, when it comes to places where women do have voices, that's a little different. That's the way women are presented as calm forces or uniters and that sort of thing. But when you're a president, your job is not to please everybody. Your job is to protect America and keep America great and keep America on the path of our founding fathers. And a woman president, we're not ready for that in America. Not even close.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if there was someone who was qualified, I'd be okay with it. But I still have not seen a qualified name be kind of sprung out there for who could lead this country. I think that most Americans are getting tired of that glass ceiling analogy that they always like to pour out there. We're done with it. Like, give us someone who's qualified and then we could discuss it. But obviously, Kamala Harris was never qualified to run, neither Hillary Clinton. And so we're over it. I don't want to see a first female president if they're not qualified for the position. We're done with this DEI nonsense, and the rest of the country is ready to move on from it. And speaking of that, I kind of want to highlight this story here. Now, these are just allegations being made about this woman. So let's just keep that in mind. This is the government, the DOJ, who's accusing her of lying. So keep that in mind when I read you this report. But a former New Jersey GOP aide allegedly paid a fetish artist to mutilate her body. And they did write the words Trump whore on her stomach and did slash her in the neck, the shoulders, and on other parts of her body. Her name is Natalie Green. She's being accused of this. She was arrested on Wednesday and was charged with masterminding the violent, bogus ambush that she claims took place in Egg Harbor, New Jersey. Now, this is outside of a natural reserve area that this all took place. And they ultimately said that they found her. She was like tied up, and she claimed that there was some man who attacked her. Three gunmen wielding weapons attacked her and her friend on the trail around 10:36 p.m. And then the images itself are really, really graphic. Just kind of want to warn you about that. But we constantly cover these hoaxes, and obviously the first thing that comes to so many people's minds is Jussie Smollett. But this woman, I mean, she allegedly worked for, or she did at one point work for Jeff Van Drew in New Jersey. And she was a Rutgers law student as well. I mean, this is so crazy to me that she would get to this point if these allegations against her are true, where she would do something like this. They're alleging that she paid $500 to get these gruesome wounds all over her body. What does this say to you if this is true? Because again, it's allegations, and I want to be fair on that. What does it say about women's mental health these days?
We have a massive mental health issue. I know when it comes to left-wing women, there was a study that was done with how many of them actually are on like SSRIs, and it was something like 30, 40, or 50%. It was higher than anything should ever be. So there is a massive mental health crisis when it comes to women in general. And it's in a lot of different factions. So it's in like the mothers who have trans kids, for instance, 60% of mothers with a trans kid have a cluster B personality disorder. And we see them sort of doing these attention seeking behaviors. And I think the internet really inflames that. They found a place to get that attention and to get it really fast and to get that kind of dopamine hit. And I mean, these are allegations.
Yeah.
They must have some evidence for the DOJ to say this is fake. This didn't happen. So it's hard to be too gracious with it. But if she did do something like that to actually hurt herself, I mean, we need to revisit mental health in America, largely, whether it comes to the trans agenda, whether it comes to the mothers of trans children, whether it comes to Republican women who mutilate themselves for attention.
Yeah.
It's something that needs to be revisited very hard.
It's a big issue. And I know you're a big supporter of the MAHA movement as well. And, you know, RFK Jr. has been looking into what these drugs specifically are doing to young people, because that's a big issue here. But also Instagram, like I have to like physically like make sure, because I always find myself, you know, we go down the wormhole, and I just like literally force myself to put down my phone, because the things that get generated in my phone, my algorithm, are insane. Like I'm someone who's in my early 30s, and I'm getting like facelift stuff, like all this like things, like getting a facelift in your early 30s is something that you should truly consider. And you're getting all like this propaganda. I mean, if I was somebody who wasn't well or was obviously over consuming this stuff, these are things that are really, really dangerous. How do we combat this? Because right now we're looking at the drug angle to all of this. I know MAHA is very enthusiastic about that, and RFK Jr. making that a top priority. But these social media algorithms are so toxic, especially for young women and mothers and you know, fathers out there who are looking to raise their kids. I mean, can you even allow them on social media at this point?
Not really at this point. I thank God that my daughters don't really use social media.
Yeah.
They talk to like friends they know in real life and don't really use the internet, don't really watch TV, don't have that kind of influence pouring into their life. And I mean, as somebody with a large platform, the number one thing people attack me on is what I look like.
Yeah.
Like you're old, you're too thin, and just to have this outpouring, and sometimes it can really dogpile, and it can really, if I were not the woman I am today, if I were like who I was in high school, they could really damage me. Some of the things people say to me, and like humans say to me, like they forget you're a human. So I'm really glad that my children personally aren't on TV and watching TV and on the internet and doing all this stuff just as a mother of daughters, because it's so toxic. But I think it's not just the drugs. It's sort of the way we have to look at self-worth and the way we have to look at how to not take it personally. There's a lot of people and a lot of opinions out there. And what I do is I think this has nothing to do with me. This is their dream. This is their vision. This is who they are. This is how they see the world. And this is their projection onto me. And I know my reality better than anybody else would know my reality. Mm-hmm. And just kind of a lot of unlearning to do as women. We're taught as women that we have to please everybody, through whether it's through our domestication, whether it's through our education. We have to please people. We have to take their criticism. We have to just live this life through the eyes of somebody else. And once you unlearn doing that, you become such a much stronger person. So that's how I personally get through it. That's why I'm not mentally ill and on drugs and the attacks that have come at me and the slander that's come at me. And I teach my daughters the same.
Yeah. I mean, you're on the right path with all of this. It's so crazy when I sit there and I'm like looking at stuff. I'm like, I don't understand how any teenager could use social media these days and be okay. I mean, I have to stay away from all of it sometimes myself. Like, I always joke on Twitter, I'm like, put your phone down, go touch grass. But the reality is so many people are so glued to their phones that I think there is, like you were talking about it, there's like this effect, right? When something goes viral, you just keep chasing this. And people find themselves just doing stupid things to go viral online and possibly criminal. And so we're watching this all pours out. We'll watch that case as it develops. I'm interested to see her side of all of this, because obviously, you know, she's got a great legal defense that she's got to put on for this one. And you don't want to contribute to the slander, but oh my gosh, it's just so toxic right now, social media and all this stuff out there. So we'll continue to watch it. Josie, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate your insight on all these issues. And again, folks, if you're not following her on X, I highly recommend you do head on over right now. It's TRHL official, TRHL official. I say that too fast sometimes and I blur up everything. So thank you, Josie, for joining us. I appreciate your time as always.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Folks, we're continuing to focus on a lot of different stories. In case you missed it at the top of the show, let me just tell you what we've been keeping our eye on. As many of you guys know, yesterday on the Hill, on Capitol Hill, there was a lot going on. A lot of Democrats calling out a lot of insane. They weren't calling it out. We were calling it out. They were pretty much just trying to defend them, fellow Democrats, in regards to the Epstein exposing that was going on. And it was quite the interesting chain of events. I want to play clip three for you, because Jasmine Crockett, obviously a low IQ human being, but she was trying her very best to defend her fellow Dem, Stacey Prackett, for texting Jeffrey Epstein. As many of you guys know, that was really called into question. That was one of the big things that came out in the email dumps that we received. But take a listen to how outrageous Jasmine Crockett was when she was trying to defend her. Take a listen.
Stacey didn't initiate that chain. Jeffrey initiated that chain, and she took the information. Just like if somebody texts me.
Yeah, but she was responding and saying, you know, what are you talking about? Quick, I'm up next. And then her questions were about Rona. But do you think that was inappropriate? I mean, would you text with someone who is a registered sex offender about what you should ask?
I honestly know that he had never been convicted of any federal crimes at that time.
But he had been in jail already.
He had been in jail. And my deal is this. The Republicans are constantly texting with a 34 count convicted felon. So if it's okay for them to text him at any point in time, then I'm not going to say that that's right or wrong, especially to the extent that you're talking about kicking someone off their committee. Were they sexting? Was it a matter of her being involved in the pedophilia? No, it was nothing like that.
Yeah. So again, folks, the level of stupidity, right? She's trying to conflate President Trump, who is being politically persecuted, with a pedophile. Now, Jasmine Crockett apparently is an attorney. So just keep that in mind when she's making up this stupidity and she's trying her very best to find some valid reason to defend her ally for text messaging a convicted pedophile, someone we all knew was a horrible human being. She's doing her very best. She's trying. She's really just scraping the bottom of the barrel right now. But that's what Democrats do. They never abandon their own and they always continuously defend them, even when they're caught sending text messages to a convicted pedophile. It's just absurd. But this is what they do. They never abandon their own. They continue to defend them, even if it's as stupid as it is. That's what you see playing out there. Folks, I want to remind you right now, we have Dick Cheney's funeral services are going on right now. My producers just told us that apparently President Trump and J.D. Vance were not invited to the services, but everyone else, all the deep state was invited. Present there was obviously Mike Pence, as well as the Bushes. They were present, and several others. Kamala Harris was also present as well. So Trump and J.D. Vance didn't get an invite, which is probably for the best. And good on them, folks. They don't want to be there. So I'm sure this was probably a blessing in disguise for both of those very, very busy men to not get that invite. But at least President Trump is a classy man and did order that the flags were brought down to half staff for Dick Cheney, a horrible person, obviously. And so is his daughter. But we'll let them mourn on this day. Obviously, George W. Bush out there speaking now about the former VP. And if anything breaks from there, we'll tell you about it, of course, but we're not going to bring you the audio because I can only imagine the stupidity that they're spreading over there, the lies that they're continuously pushing. Folks, tomorrow we got a jam-packed program for you as well, so make sure you are here. In the meantime, if you haven't done so already, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. Join the Alex Jones Hat Club. Subscribe today for $30 a month. Members-only access includes hats that are not sold at thealexjonesstore.com or anywhere else. Every single month, you're going to get a uniquely designed hat delivered every 30 days. This helps fuel our fight to get the truth out there, and you get a really cool hat in return for helping and supporting us. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. And also happening over at the shop, you get a free $10 credit that applies to your order at checkout. Now, folks, that is a free $10, no minimum at all. So when you head on over to thealexjonesstore.com, you get that free credit. And of course, we have great items that are now in stock. I know colostrum was one that was out of stock at one point. We're back in stock with colostrum, as well as methylene blue we have over at the shop, and those sea moss capsules. I know so many women out there especially are big fans of sea moss these days. It actually goes viral. It's one of the things in my algorithm is how incredible sea moss is for your health. If you are someone who struggles with bloating, that is something you're definitely going to want to snag as well. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now and make sure you grab that. All right, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Mel Kay joining me because there's a lot to talk about. Mel Kay is digging through a lot of files right now, a lot of government documents, and she's got a lot that she's ready to sound off on. I know because she keeps calling me to tell me about the latest that she's learning. So we look forward to having her on the program tomorrow. In the meantime, folks, if you haven't done so already, download the app, alexjonesapp.com, and I'll be back in my chair again tomorrow morning bringing you guys the very latest that everyone's too afraid to tell you about. But we bring you the truth here on The American Journal. Alex is up next on The Alex Jones Show, so don't go anywhere.
We have a sale going until Friday evening at midnight where you get $10 off at checkout, no promo code, just $10 taken off on top of all the sales, and you get a free Patriot flag randomly. There's four flags we have left in stock. They're ordering more. Gadsden flags, you name it. Get a free flag. But the real reason you want to go there is because the supplements are so incredible. And we have the widest selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, T-shirts, all of it. But the Ultra Methylene Blue, you're crazy if you don't get it. We have the best. It is such a game changer. Huge pick-me-up with no letdown. You've seen the rave reviews. You've read the rave reviews. This is not hype. You are really missing out if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Ultra Methylene Blue, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the Shilajit. We have all the best. Oh, yeah, creatine came in. We have the highest quality creatine. A lot of just basic staples are there. The very strongest, best turmeric, 95% cumanoid. Great natural fat burner. Also makes you feel great. Ultimate burn. You want beef tallow? We got beef tallow balm. People love it. It's all there. Optimal Human. Wow, the best, strongest green drink out there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for all your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And when you have the free Droid or Apple app at AlexJonesApp.com and you buy through the shopping cart there, additional 20% off and everything on top of that. That's insane.
Happy Thanksgiving from the InfoWars crew. Turkey stuffing and some methylene blue. Pumpkin pie with a dash of whipped cream. Defeating the globalists is our number one dream. TheAlexJonesStore.com for your gifts.
fight Bill Gates, Fauci, and Shifty Schiff. Thanks for your support all through the years. Happy Thanksgiving and holiday cheers.